Welcome to Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo on WCRI, where Joe will take you behind the scenes of all the great jazz legends and show you their evolution from mere musician to jazz legend.
Jazz After Dinner is brought to you by Village Farm, a brand new neighborhood by the seashore where you can walk to anything. This is Charlestown, Rhode Island's first 50 and older mixed-use, single-family residential and condominium development. Charlestown's best-kept secret houses the best in amenities and value. It's a place where privacy abounds, nature surrounds, and tranquility prevails. Reservations are being accepted now. Visit villagefarmri.com.
And now your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour playing jazz here on WCRI Radio. Thanks for listening in. Tonight's feature is going to be pianist Bill Evans from some recordings from 1957, live at the Newport Jazz Festival and live at the Brandeis Jazz Festival. And the one at Brandeis is with an orchestra, interesting orchestra. And so we'll get right to the music, but first off, I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring Jazz After Dinner. And you can check them out at villagefarmri.com if you're interested in any single-family homes or condominiums down there in Charlestown, Rhode Island. So let's get right to the music. We're going to start off with a tune called All About Rosie, Part 1 and 2. Thank you. Okay, let me tell you what you heard that first set. We heard the tune All About Rosie, Part 1 and Part 2, and it was pretty long. It was almost 11 minutes long, and that's written by and arranged by George Russell. And let me tell you who the musicians were on there. We had Art Farmer and Louis Mucci on trumpets, Jimmy Kemperer on trombone, Jimmy Buffington on French horn, John LaPorta on alto saxophone, Robert D. Dominica on flute, Manuel Zegler on bassoon, Hal McCusick on tenor saxophone, Teddy Charles on vibraphone, Margaret Ross on harp, Bill Evans on piano, of course, Barry Gelbraith on guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, Ted Summer on drums. And you had Gunther Schuller and George Russell are the arrangers and conductors at this Brandeis Jazz Festival. And the recording was done in New York on June 10th and 20th, 1957. So we get right back to the music, and we're going to hear a tune from the Bill Evans Orchestra, and it's called Suspensions by Jimmy Giuffre.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we are back. This is Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and you are listening to the 1957 recording, Bill Evans and Orchestra. So pianist Bill Evans, and he's here with an orchestra on most of the tunes. And we started that set off with a tune called Suspensions, and then we heard the tune Transformation. Transformation was written by Gunther Schuller, and Suspensions was written by Jimmy Giuffre. And this recording was done at the Brandeis Jazz Festival in New York on June 18th, 1957. So let's get right back to the music, and this next tune is very interesting, written by Milton Babbitt, and it's called All Set.
Thank you. I'm not sure that Don likes to be introduced as the versatile Don Elliott, but then he gets up and plays mellophone, trumpet, fives, and, you know. The versatile Don Elliott.
Thank you, Will. For the first tune, we'd like to play Dancing in the Dark.
Thank you.
Okay, so that just about does it for me. But let me tell you what you heard in that set. You heard the tune All Set, Milton Babbitt, and that was with Bill Evans and the orchestra. And then you heard the tune Dancing in the Dark, and that was from a quartet with Don Elliott on mellophone, Bill Evans on piano, Ernie Furtado on bass, and Al Baldini on drums, from the Newport Jazz Festival, Newport, Rhode Island, July 6th, 1957. So I do hope you enjoyed the show, because that just about does it for me here. We're going to go out with a tune from the Newport Jazz Festival again, in the same quartet called Swonderful. And I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums for sponsoring Jazz After Dinner. I want to thank you folks for listening in. And again, I do hope you enjoyed the show, and have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night.
This time we'd like to feature Al Baldini at the drums. Guess in many eyes he's a newcomer. Sure, we'll go a long way, you see what I mean. We'll take It's Wonderful with a little bongo inflection, mainly featuring Al Baldini. It's Wonderful. Thank you.
listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.